Hey, I'm Anderson Cooper. Welcome to the podcast, the latest on the General Petraeus CIA sex scandal. We begin tonight, as we do every night, keeping them honest, looking for facts, not playing favorites, offering our opinions, or pulling for Republicans or Democrats. You can get that on plenty of other cable channels. Just real reporting with one goal, to find the truth. We think that's there's value in that. And we begin with breaking news on what the FBI was doing last night at Paula Broadwell's home. She's the woman who had the affair with General Petraeus. Details on that in a moment. Also tonight, keeping him honest on the new twists and turns in the Petraeus sex scandal. His affair with Broadwell led him to resigning as CIA director. You know that already. Now another four-star general, John Allen, is connected to the scandal. We'll also look at who's who in this growing scandal. We'll map out the key players and connect some of the dots. First, the big question tonight is who authorized the investigation which led to Petraeus stepping down and why? We know his extramarital affair was discovered when this woman, Jill Kelly, complained about anonymous and what might be considered mildly harassing emails. Well, new tonight, a source tells CNN that Kelly first mentioned the emails in a casual conversation with an FBI agent in May whom she knew. A casual conversation. The source tells us the FBI agent said, "Let me check it out." The FBI has been on the case since then, and now Kelly finds herself in the middle of this drama. New tonight, we hear her voice for the first time in a 911 call to Tampa police over the weekend. She called to complain about the people outside her house. Listen.
You know, I don't know if I have any chance, because I'm an honorary consulate general, so I have inviolability, so they should not be able to cross my property. I don't know if you want to get diplomatic protection involved as well, but now they, because that's against the law to cross my property, since this is now like, you know, it's inviolable.
All right, no problem. I'll let the officers know.
Thank you.
An honorary diplomatic counsel. Jill Kelly talking with Tampa police asking for diplomatic protection. That's not something she should expect. We'll dig into who Ms. Kelly is in a moment. First, as I mentioned, there's a lot of twists and turns and a lot of people with ties to this scandal. Let's lay it all out for you right now. Retired General David Petraeus resigned on Friday after admitting an affair. The other woman is again Paula Broadwell, who co-wrote his biography, the best-selling book All In, The Education of General Petraeus. This past spring, as we mentioned moments ago, Broadwell sent, at the time, anonymous harassing emails to Jill Kelly. As I mentioned, Kelly talked to her FBI friend, launching the investigation. Turns out the initial agent on the case, according to the Wall Street Journal, was removed from the case when he reportedly became obsessed with the case and even sent shirtless photos of himself to Ms. Kelly. It gets stranger. New today, we've learned Kelly also received some inappropriately flirtatious emails, self-described, from four-star Marine General John Allen. He denies an extramarital affair with Kelly and insists he did nothing wrong. But the Pentagon is investigating thousands of documents and emails. Some of them were apparently flirtatious. Turns out both Allen and Petraeus stepped in to help Kelly's twin sister, Natalie, in a custody battle with her ex-husband. Both generals wrote letters on the behalf of the sister. Here's a photo of Petraeus with the twin sisters. Petraeus wrote to the court, quote, "We have on many occasions observed Natalie and her son, including when we hosted them and the Kelly family for Christmas dinner this past year. In each case, we've seen a very loving relationship." We removed the son's name, obviously, to protect his identity as a minor. There you have it. Who's who in the scandal, along with the latest twists and turns. There's a lot to discuss tonight. Back to our breaking news. The FBI searched last night. Agents spent about 5 hours at Paula Broadwell's North Carolina home, took away boxes full of documents and computers. We now have new details on why they were there. Joining me now on the phone is CNN National Security contributor Fran Townsend, a member of the CIA's External Advisory Committee. Fran, as you know, recently visited Libya with her employer, McAndrews and Forbes. Also with us, CNN intelligence correspondent Suzanne Kelly, George Washington University law professor Jonathan Turley, and CNN contributor and former CIA officer Bob Baer. So, Fran, I want to start with you. You're learning new information about what the FBI was doing at Broadwell's house last night.